Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mastermind Your Launch. I'm your host, Stephanie Diaz, and I am so thrilled that you are joining me today. I'm here at the Roswell Infinity Studio at Digital Ignition, an incredible co-working space in North Alpharetta, just north of Atlanta. And thank you for being here for what's going to be a short and sweet episode because it's just you and me today. I'm so glad that you're here. I am taking some time to dive into a message that has been coming forward for me in my business. And I'm so excited because tomorrow, actually, I will be taking the stage at an event called Sage Summit. Sage Software is a global enterprise, and they host Sage Summits all around the world. And this year, their U.S. Summit is in Atlanta. They have over 5,000 people registered. And tomorrow, I will be joining them as a thought leader in a presentation that I call Take the Stage and Claim Your Voice. And I wanted to take today to share with you a few of the big points that I'm sharing tomorrow because, you know, for me, the opportunity to get in front of today's business leaders is not something that I take lightly. And tomorrow's program that I'm putting on is so much more than just, you know, here are some tips for your business and here's what you can be doing. It's really inspired by the journey that has brought me to where I am today and what I see holding entrepreneurs and startup founders back from their next level of success. Before I jump into that, though, I have to share something because you may have heard me for the last couple of weeks talking about WOE, W-O-E, Women Only Entrepreneurs, an event that I was hosting here in Atlanta for Atlanta's Lady Bosses. That happened on April 25th. And this event was a complete success. It met and exceeded every expectation that I could have had. And the spirit of the event, I was describing it as Ellen meets Oprah for women entrepreneurs. And the feedback from the attendees has been incredible. First of all, we had nearly 100 women in the room. It was at the Wimbish House in Midtown, this beautiful venue that typically does, you know, weddings and things like that. It's just stunning. And so we filled that beautiful venue with beautiful women. And we had an evening that was all about embracing femininity and stirring the soul. We had an incredible interview with one of Atlanta's, I still to this day, most inspiring women entrepreneurs, Ophelia de Lavalette, the founder of Dance 101. And her story is one that every single time I hear it, I still get chills. And Ophelia has now become a dear friend of mine. And still to hear her story every single time, I take something new away from it. So some of the feedback that I got from the women in the room that day, I mean, I stepped off the stage and one of the first people I spoke with, she said, "I feel like I'm home." I had a woman that say that she moved to Atlanta from Miami in 2013, and it was the first event that she went to where she felt like she had found her tribe. Just so many women saying that, you know, they've been out there, they've been networking, but something about this was different. Something about the way that everyone connected, something about the type of women that was in the room, the diversity, the openness and encouragement. It was a really powerful evening, and I'm really excited to share that we have WOE number 2 on the books happening Tuesday, June 27th, again at the Wimbish House. And if you would like to learn more, you can go to WOEATL2, that's W-O-E-A-T-L, the number 2, .eventbrite.com. So W-O-E-A-T-L, the number 2, www.eventbrite.com to see what we have in store for you for the next WOW. And I thank you for all of those who were there, all of those that supported, and the incredible feedback that we've gotten as a result. You know, I went into this looking to launch one event, and it is quickly turning into so much more. And I feel honored to be charged with the task of creating this space for women to come together and build a powerful and connected community. So thank you for being a part of that. And, you know, the whole journey that led me to that, because obviously I didn't start out with WOW in mind, but it's a journey and we're all on it. If you're out there, you're building your business, you have an idea that you're trying to bring forward, or maybe you are part of a corporation and you're trying to bring something forward, it's a journey and it takes you to unexpected places. The only way that you start to feel that momentum and you start to uncover the next step in that journey is when you take the stage and you claim your voice. And so a few things that I want to share with you that are just really standing out for me when it comes to tomorrow's speech. You know, there's a saying that if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a noise? I feel like there are a lot of startups, a lot of very capable and talented entrepreneurs out there, and they are ready to make a noise, or they are making noise now, but they feel like they are that tree in the woods. Like, does anyone care? Is anyone hearing me? They feel invisible. They feel isolated. And it starts to impact how they show up every single day. These are the types of conversations that I have been having with entrepreneurs lately. Is they know that they're not showing up. But why? Because they don't feel like anyone is listening. So why do they keep trying? And it's a really hard place to be in. It can take you to a very dark place when you feel like you're not being heard. And especially when you start to see the results of that in your business. Maybe you're losing income, you are losing focus and clarity on your next steps. You're probably losing sleep. And you start to lose confidence in yourself. I know this feeling all too well, because I will share that the way that I grew up, I felt isolated and invisible a lot. A little bit about me is that I grew up in Atlanta, but my extended family is all in Puerto Rico. So we didn't have that village around us that so many people are blessed to have. I was raised by a single mother. So it was my mother, my brother, and I was the oldest. So my mother worked two jobs so that we could, you know, stay in our childhood home and so that she could provide for us. And so with that, you know, I was often alone and caring for my younger brother. I knew from an early on that, you know, I was different. I had a different situation than a lot of the other kids in school. And I just knew I wasn't having the same experience. And so that created for me, I was a very shy little girl. I was very insecure about fitting in. And I just kept to myself a lot. I felt invisible and I just kind of stayed there. But the truth is, as you may have realized by the fact that I am even the host of a radio show today, I felt invisible for a lot of times. I stayed invisible, but I always knew that I had something to share. Like, I knew I wanted to be front and center. And as a little girl, my platform was dance. I was fortunate enough to take dance classes, you know, since the age of three. And there was something about when I got on the stage. And let me tell you, I ate it up. I would get out there in my cute little costumes, and I loved the energy from the crowd. And I knew that I was pretty good. And so I would just own every single step that I was doing. And there was something about taking the stage that made everything else about my life just irrelevant. It put me front and center with the message that I wanted to share in that moment. And it started to build a lot of confidence in me. And what's really funny is that that ended up being the theme in my adult life and my career. there came a point in my career where I felt, okay, I've gotten all of this experience, but now I'm connecting to something bigger, something that I want to share. And in that moment, I was starting to feel invisible, I was starting to feel a bit isolated. And I'm like, this doesn't feel like me. What do I do? And what I did is I took the stage. And for me, my platform, my stage was the podcast. And we celebrated 2 years of that just a couple of weeks ago. And what's really cool is that this has actually been the inspiration behind a lot of the work that I do with my clients. So many of my clients, when they come to me, they feel like those trees in the woods. You know, I have a big mission. I have a big message. I have this new startup idea. I'm so excited about it. I see the potential, but other people aren't seeing it. And where's that disconnect? And how do I get that to connect so that I can get momentum? And for me, my work with them is around helping them to take their stage and claim their voice and get all eyes on them. Most importantly, the most important eyes on them, their investors, their partners, their clients. But it's not just that easy, you know, just to go from invisible to taking the stage. It's kind of a far jump. So I broke it down into 3 steps along the way. And the first step is facing forward. So facing forward has a few meanings for me. You know, when I look back at my journey and the moments that I did begin to face forward. First of all, a lot of people get this wrong because they start looking at everyone else. They start looking to the side. Worse, they start looking back. What did I do in the past? What's in the past? Or they keep changing lanes. So their destination keeps changing up because they don't allow themselves to gain momentum on one clear path. So what does it mean to face forward? So facing forward is, one, moving towards a goal. And you can't move forward until you face forward. But 2, and this is something that so many people just gloss over because this is not the fun stuff to do. Facing forward also means looking in the mirror. You've got to look in the mirror to see how you're showing up today. What, you know, who are you really being? And a lot of times when we do this, we realize we're playing small because we know that there is so much more in us that is not coming forward. And that can be kind of not a fun realization to have. But I say, give yourself a pass, because if you realize that you're playing small today, then that means that you have more to bring forward. And isn't that actually a beautiful realization to have? That there's more to you that hasn't been tapped into yet. That's beautiful. So be grateful. So you can't see it because obviously we're on the radio, but in this part of the presentation, there is an image of a mirror, and looking in the mirror is a chess piece of a pawn, and the reflection back is the queen. And I love this image because it inspired an analogy after some working on this presentation that wasn't originally there when I first came across this image and plugged it into the slideshow. But I realize that a lot of people approach business kind of similar to a chess game. So in chess, you start out playing your pawns. And we're super comfortable playing our pawns. We move them around. We might lose one here or there. No big deal. I have plenty more. We're totally fine. We guard our queen, though. And in this analogy, I want you to imagine that your queen is your big idea, like your mission in this world. On last week's episode, we had Hogan Bassey talking about God's calling on his heart. That is the emotional connection I want you to have with your queen. That is the reason that you were put on this earth. But we start out our chess game in life playing the pawns. And in business, this can be, I mean, you know, what do you have to do today? What's on your agenda? Answering emails. I have a couple coffee meetings. I might check in on this project. You know, all of those pawn level ideas when your queen is just sitting there. Now, here's the difference, though, between chess and real life. In chess, your pawns are gonna get knocked off, your rooks, your bishops, they'll all get taken away. At some point, you're forced to play your queen. You're forced to use your queen and put her front and center. That's the blessing of chess. In life, you can play your pawns day in and day out, and that will be your life. So many people go through life never putting their queen front and center for the world to see. Most of them don't even take the time to face forward enough to get the clarity themselves for what their queen is in their life, their big idea. So I want you to take with you that as you are going forward and facing forward. You've got to start doing things differently. And I know all of those pawn level activities have to get done and you figure out a way, but don't let them consume everything and hold you back from your big idea. So about that big idea, because that's actually point number two in this presentation. A couple weeks ago, I was a mentor at Tech Square Labs Startup Battle. And as we were getting ready to kick off Mentor Day, Alan Nance, who is a co-founder of Tech Square Labs, took all of the mentors and all of the startups into a room to give us a big, you know, pep talk before we started the day. All of the startups were going to go through this Mentor Day, and at the end of the day, they were going to do their pitches. So he had some advice to the startups about their pitches. He said, so many startups I see pitch to me their small feature versus their big idea. A startup has this big idea about how they're going to change the world and disrupt the market. But when it comes to pitching to investors, they talk about, oh, let me show you this feature that makes us different in the market. And they play it really safe. And what struck me about that was that these startups are trying to get investment and they're trying to position themselves so much as the safe bet that they are positioning themselves right out of the opportunity because they're not coming forward thinking big enough. Now, so that's a takeaway for one, but I do have to take this just a step further because I don't really buy into big ideas, if I'm being honest. I think big ideas are a dime a dozen. How many times have you heard someone say, oh yeah, I thought about that. I had that idea first. Yeah, I had the idea for Airbnb or I had the idea for Uber, you know, 10 years ago. People have big ideas every day. We get them all the time. Big ideas are, they to me don't hold as much value as what I want people to have, which is a brave idea. So what's the difference? For me, a brave idea, it's got the elements of a big idea. It's thinking really big, but it's also rooted in you, your journey, or your company's mission. It's something that latches on to your heart and your mind, and it consumes you because it's a part of your purpose in this world. And when you connect to it, it usually scares you. That's how you know that you might have a brave idea. And I'll tell you something too. Your brave idea typically comes after you start facing forward. So step one is face forward. Step two is that brave idea will come to you. So I want to tell you a story about Anna. Anna, I met a year and a half ago. She is a photographer. She and her husband own a wedding photography business. They had just moved to Atlanta, actually Carrollton. They had just moved to Carrollton from Seattle. So huge cross-country move with their three kids. Youngest is an infant. I want to say he was 6 or 8 weeks old. When they decided to join me at an event I held called the Entrepreneur Mastermind. So let me paint the picture for you. It is a Tuesday morning and Anna lives in Carrollton. The Entrepreneur Mastermind is in Alpharetta. That is about at least an hour drive, no Atlanta traffic. It is 8 a.m., so the heart of Atlanta traffic, and it starts snowing, which I mean, I'm going to use air quotes for that. It was snow flurries, but in Atlanta, that means the city is about to shut down. So Anna and her husband and their littlest guy, Wyatt, are in the car driving from Carrollton to Alpharetta on this quote-unquote snowy day. And Anna's husband is saying, why are we going to this? We should be home. We're going to, you know, we don't need to be on the roads right now. We don't even know who's hosting this thing. We don't know what kind of event it is. This could be a total waste of our time. We're driving so far out of our way. He is giving her everything, showing that he does not want to come to this entrepreneur mastermind. But Anna had a brave idea and she was facing forward. And so I don't know how politely or unpolitely she tells her husband, do not worry about it. We are going to this event and it is going to be okay. So Anna shows up that day and I hear about the wedding photography business that they have. They are, you know, now in Atlanta, no network, trying to grow their visibility, get clients here in Atlanta. But Anna is there and she shares her brave idea. Anna is inspired to start a portrait studio for women because her mission is to empower women and to help them feel beautiful regardless of their size, their age, whatever they've been through. She wants to help women feel beautiful and confident through photography. But obviously, she's got all of these reasons why now is not the time to launch this. She just moved. They're already trying to launch their wedding photography business here. She has three sons. The youngest is not even 3 months old. You know, so many reasons, but she can't stop. She's facing forward and she has that brave idea. I am so thrilled to tell you that working together within 1 month, Anna had launched the business that in that mastermind she thought was about a year away. She had already gotten an incredible first client and she told me the next time we chatted, she was booked up, completely booked. She connected to her inspiration. She took brave action. And most importantly, step number three, she took the stage and she claimed her voice. Now, in marketing speak, when I say take the stage and claim your voice, what you can tactically, you know, marketing strategy, you can call that, you know, hone in your message and create your platform. So for Anna, talking about messaging, after dissecting the clients that she was bringing in and what they had to say about working with her with these women's portraits, we realized that this just wasn't a portrait session. It was an experience that she was creating. And so that one word experience came forward and we leveraged that through her marketing. And it also influenced how she showed up for her clients. When her clients show up, there's a glass of champagne while they're getting their hair and their makeup done. She really takes the time to pull out an experience and to create one. She interviews them before and after the wedding, or not the wedding photos, the portraits, to talk about, you know, what are you going through right now? Why are you getting portraits? Why is this important to you? And really gets them to open up. And so it's not just them sitting in a studio and getting their pictures taken, but it's a luxury experience that she creates for them, and drawing out that confidence. It's an emotional experience. So that really came forward and she embraced that. And because she connected to that so much in her messaging, she was better able to articulate the value and the experience that people were going to have when they joined her. And it's no wonder that her business is doing so well these days. And I'm really thrilled because I'm actually going to be stepping into her studio very soon. Now talking about platform, talked about messaging, now platform, you know, where do you go when you have that message to share? This was actually the heart of the work that I did when I was in the pharmaceutical industry. At that point, I helped a pharmaceutical startup grow to over $100 million in annual revenue. And I can tell you that at the root of the strategic conversations that we were having in that war room, I will never forget, each time we had a new launch, it was about the platform. It was about, we have a message, we have a product. Where do we share this? And this is where a lot of entrepreneurs can start to spread themselves so thin because they try and take their message everywhere. But the truth is, you only have to be where people are going to need you the most. And so identifying your platform and where to take your message so that you can leverage your resources, time and money appropriately is huge. So be thoughtful about where you're at and who needs to hear your message and where they are. And take your message there and conserve your energy for other things. So those are my three steps. Facing forward, having that brave idea, and then finally taking the stage and claiming your voice. It might sound really, really simple, but I urge you to use this as a moment to check in and ask yourself, are you sitting back and watching other people take their stage? Are you looking to the side and seeing what everyone else is doing, but not living up to your fullest potential? It's okay. It's okay to be there, especially when one, you have the awareness and you can admit to yourself that that's where you are. And two, when you can realize what is within you that needs to come forward and start taking action towards it. That is my big message to share for you today, because I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that it has been those three steps that have allowed me to create a business that I love, to create a community that I feel honored to serve, and to continuously have new leads, new opportunities coming at me from multiple directions that would never have happened if I didn't take the stage and claim my voice. And so with that, I thank you so much for joining me today. And I want to remind you that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.